TV. I'm 21 years old and here on the amputee review conference. And today the last meetings are going on, and we from amputee TV try to sneak around in front of the doors to catch some diplomats and NGO activists to see what's going on, because actually no press and no NGOs are allowed to the negotiations. And we actually found the ambassador of Malaysia, who was up to tell us a bit. Of course, he didn't really use clear words, but he said, well, it's going, it's slow, but it's going. And he said that the additional protocol, well, that's what he said. He feels good that it gets into force, so we should see. But Rebecca Johnson, an NGO activist, who we interviewed later, said she has been seeing many people with depressed faces today, so it's all still not really sure.
Is this your first time here at the UN?
Yeah, actually, it is.
What do you think about it?
It's totally different from what I thought, and it's a good example to see that all the people are just human beings like I am. And I was at first, I thought I'd come here and I'm always really shy, and I think, oh, I cannot talk. But now it's totally, I just ask the questions I want to, I ask for the things I want to know. And you know, if you wash hands next to a diplomat in the washroom, it's not that big deal anymore to ask them questions.
Why are you interested in nuclear weapons issues?
Oh, well, it's one of the greatest dangers in our society, and especially for our generation. I mean, I don't know if I wish I live to see a nuclear weapons-free world. If not, it may be that me and my children do not even live. You know, the danger of a nuclear war is so enormous, and so many people, especially in my generation, don't know anything about it. For example, in my whole school time, we never spoke about Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and I thought, well, how can that be? You know, if we young people don't do something against those nuclear weapons, who will? Because all these old men are used to it. They are cold warriors. They need these weapons to feel safe and strong. So yeah, we young people, we women should do something against it.
Thank you, Anne.